Hi, good evening. My name is Ed. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey. And I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president?
Yes, I'll vote.
Definitely vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have every age group, can you please tell me your age?
37.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have everybody representing everybody, may I ask you race?
White.
Thank you. And please raise your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10, I guess.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Yes, a strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
That's too complicated. Different on different issues, I guess.
Yes, but you know how you feel now. You know, it's not a right or wrong. There's no right or wrong answers. We just want your opinion. Do you feel that you're satisfied, very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the way, you know, generally speaking, the way the direction the country is headed in?
Maybe slightly dissatisfied.
Satisfied?
No, slightly dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Stop me when I hit one that you want. I only need two. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation, and the economy. Protecting our democracy and freedoms. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Criminal justice reform that stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, climate change and environmental issues, crime and violence, improving K-12 public school education, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, gun regulation and reform, health care costs. I just need two of them.
Environment and protecting democracy.
Thank you. Okay, and protecting democracy. Okay, thank you. Now, in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Okay. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Thank you. And how often will you say that you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Very often.
Not often?
Very often.
Very often, thank you. And how often will you say that you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Will you say very often, or not at all?
Very often.
Very often.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Will you say that you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
More rights.
And much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. We'll move on to the next one. Joe Biden.
75.
Thank you. Taylor Swift.
75.
Thank you. The NAACP.
95.
Thank you. Ron DeSantis.
0.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
80.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
I haven't heard of them.
Okay. One or two. I have a number here that I can put. And Kamala Harris.
75.
Thank you. Moving right along. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Cornel West, will you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Somewhat worried.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America for each. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. Now, the first one is racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans. Do you agree or disagree?
Agreed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society. Do you agree or disagree?
Agreed.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. America's diversity makes it stronger. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase
support.
The number of black? Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Some people have named. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books. Both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose histories often ignore in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with more?
be.
And that's strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, and 5 means that you think it is somewhat important, and 0 means that you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. This is the first one, religious freedom, 0 to 10.
Nine.
Thank you. Quality K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you. Free and fair elections.
10.
A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Traditional family values.
10.
Thank you. A strong military.
0.
Thank you. Affordable health care.
10.
Secure borders.
1.
Thank you. Moving right along. And now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. Do you agree or disagree from 0 to 10?
Seven.
Thank you. Every child in America should have what prepares them for their future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. Do you agree or disagree? 0 or 10?
9.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential elections in November. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote, you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, this is, we're almost done. We are 92%. Just a few more questions, and I do appreciate you taking your time. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade that you completed in school?
Doctorate.
Okay. Thank you. Doctor, wow. Congratulations. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
I'm sorry? Married?
Married.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. You've been great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this conclusion of the survey. Take care. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.